This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
أن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وما قل وكفى خير مما كثر وألهى وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين عباد الله اتقوا الله حق التقوى وراقبوه في جميع أحوالكم سرا وجهرا. We start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending our peace and blessings on our noble beloved Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. And I remind myself and yourselves on this blessed day of Yawm al-Jumu'ah to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. O you who believe, fear Allah the way He should be feared and do not die except in the state of Islam. We ask Allah to die in the state. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, we're gathered here on this blessed day of Yawmul Jumu'ah in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be reminded of our deen, of our iman, and very importantly about the affairs of the ummah. By now, it should not be something that is unknown to any of us from what has transpired in the Holy Land, in the land of Palestine, in the escalation that took place in the past several days, in this conflict between an occupying force and those who are resisting occupation of their own land. This escalation is something that is unprecedented, something that the occupier has never seen the likes of. Hence why the reaction that we have seen worldwide and in the media and by the supporters of either side of this conflict between Palestine and the occupying Israeli forces. Those who are watching the news, those who see the media outlets, and primarily those that are funded by governments and those that are most known, that have the most funding out of all of them. These media outlets have taken a stance, have taken a stance towards what is happening, and have reacted towards it in a way that made many things that weren't as apparent, apparent. Things that were in the chests, things that they perhaps would have never been able to say in the past, it made it comfortable for them to say. In the past several days, we have seen in this escalation, and as we know, when there is a war, there is always times of escalation and times of de-escalation. Times of peace and times of war, because it's an ongoing war for the past 70 years between a people that have been oppressed, kicked out of their land, their wealth has been taken. Perhaps people that owned vast amounts of land, wealth, houses and riches, kicked out to live in refugee camps in countries surrounding them as second-class citizens, not naturalized until today in surrounding countries. And between a force that is backed by superpowers with billions and billions of funding, billions of dollars of funding against the people that are just trying to cling to their own land and asking for the basic human rights for themselves. Rights that we may take granted ourselves, like driving home. They're not able to do that because their homes were taken away. Living in peace, living with rights, living in a place where you can secure food for your family and for your children, or medicine, or take them to a hospital that at least has electricity so that they can treat you with some medical tools and equipment. But they don't even have that. And they haven't. Brothers and sisters, the past few days have been very telling of the biases that the media in particular, but also figures that are in leadership positions have towards our brothers and sisters. As Muslims, we denounce all oppression and transgression. We denounce as Muslims the killing of innocent civilians, as this is not something that is Islamic in nature and something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid us from. But as Muslims, we are also required to be just, as Allah asks us justice in the Quran. And we call others to this justice and we hold them to it, especially when they claim it and they claim to be the leaders of it. And those who philosophize these morals and preach it to the rest of humanity. When one innocent soul dies, is it equal to another or not? This is something our media or the famous media outlets clearly answered in the past several days. When we see them speaking about the innocent civilians who died in the attacks by the Palestinians in Gaza against the civilians, quote unquote, of Israel. And we do say that there were civilians and this is the nature of war. Do we denounce or undenounce or not denounce? This is something we're going to get to later on in this khutbah, inshaAllah ta'ala. But we don't see them speaking about the countless United Nations resolutions that have been broken by this occupying force. We do not see them speak about the ongoing oppression and 17-year-old blockade on this small, densely populated piece of land called Gaza. That's not mentioned in the media. They don't speak about the reality of apartheid and how Palestinians are second-class citizens and how they have to be dehumanized every single day. Every single day, they're treated like animals. For the past 17 years, wallahi, if dogs were trapped with the same blockade, for this long, wallahi, the whole world would not sit down. If dogs were gathered in a city and treated the way our brothers and sisters in Gaza have been treated for the past 17 years, the world would not sit down. Armies would come to help these animals, but no. And recently in the media, they are calling our brothers and sisters animals. And some political figures are saying, and these are high-ranking officials, saying, just get rid of them, they're all animals, they are beasts. Level the whole thing, give them all hell. We're hearing this rhetoric not from, you know, these people that comment on videos, YouTubers and whatnot, these people that have small social media accounts. These are big figures. These are people that have a say. When they're saying, get rid of 2.2 million people, eradicate them, in a clear call for genocide, wallahi, this is troubling. Us as Muslimin, if we are still asleep after this, then what do we have? What do we have? Where is the humanity in calling for the killing of innocent civilians? Because other innocent civilians were killed. We're saying, okay, given innocent civilians were killed, let us give an equal opportunity to other innocent civilians. A lie was spread, shared by very high-ranking officials, 40 children were killed and beheaded by these militants from Gaza. Came to be a lie. Came to be a lie, and the statement was retracted. But the effect of this statement is still there. Yesterday, 100 Palestinian children were killed. Where are the sorrows for that? Where is the word for that? Where is the media coverage for that? None whatsoever. Our families and my family are living there in Palestine now, in a small prison. They're not allowed to leave and not allowed to come back. And they're not even in Gaza. They're in the West Bank. They're in the open-air prison in the West Bank. What about Gaza? Now, no electricity, no medical supplies, no food, no water, no internet. The media buildings, gone. But what's left? That's it. We're not getting videos. This morning I messaged a friend of mine from Gaza who is in contact with his family. How is your family doing? He said, wallahi, I lost contact from yesterday. I lost contact from yesterday. Khalas, I don't know what is going on with them. Are they alive? Are they not alive? What is going to happen? Allahu ta'ala a'lam. This is what we're seeing. This is the reality, brothers and sisters. But what we need to do as Muslimin now, this is what is really important. I have 6 points for us to engage with those around us about this subject. Brothers and sisters, now the propaganda is working. Now the millions and millions, the billions upon billions that are invested in media to distort the image, to dehumanize the Palestinian people, to saturate and dissolve this cause so that people no longer feel bad for the innocent Palestinian who was stripped of their land, of their dignity, of their dignity, of their humanity. They want people not to feel bad whatsoever. How do we engage with those around us? We have family, we have friends, we have classmates, we have colleagues at work, we have neighbors who perhaps will message us and will ask us, what is this? Do you condemn this? You are Muslim, do you support this type of behavior? And before any Muslim should engage, I want you to know 6 points and remember them and refer back to this khutbah inshallah ta'ala. And even for a more detailed khutbah about what is happening in Palestine and the true geopolitical situation, refer back to Dr. Yasir Qadhi's khutbah that was given before this khutbah inshallah ta'ala. So I advise everyone to go back to that one. But these 6 points we need to understand before engaging, because we want to avoid these red herring conversations where they put us in a corner and they let us contradict ourselves and denounce ourselves and walk and trample on the blood of the innocent brothers and sisters that were killed over the past 70 years, forgetting all of the dehumanization, the occupation, the oppression and transgression that the people underwent. Before engaging in this subject, the first question we should ask the person we are engaging with is, are you with the oppressed or with the oppressor? If they say we're with the oppressed, then khair, good. We can continue speaking. If they say, no, we're with the oppressor in this case, then there's no point of even having a conversation. If they say that these people are the chosen people, Israelis are Jewish and Jews deserve that land, and their land is this, and it's their land, and the Palestinians have to get out of there, and these Palestinians deserve to be subjugated to this oppression, then there's no point of this conversation. Stop right there. Okay, if you are with the oppressor, then I have nothing to say to you. Stop, period, right there. If they say we're with the oppressed, okay, second question. Does a person have the right to defend themselves? Yes or no? If they say, yes, if a person is attacked, they have the right to defend themselves. At least this is the basic human right. United Nations Accords, treaties were signed. Nations agreed that if one was attacked, they have the right to defend themselves with equal force. This is something that's documented and the whole world agreed to it. If they say yes, a person has the right to defend themselves, then you can continue the conversation. The next question is, are all humans equal in your eyes? Are innocent civilians equal? Meaning, a baby that died on the Israeli side and a baby that died on the Palestinian side, are they equal in your eyes, or does one deserve more sorrow? Does one deserve more attention? Is one more valuable to you than the other? If they say the Israeli is more valuable, then there's no point of continuing this conversation, because we believe all innocent lives are valuable. And innocent life is sacred. And everyone is entitled to a life in peace and dignity. We believe this. This is why the golden age for Jews, and there's nothing against Jews in Islam, for Jews, the golden age is the time they lived amongst the Muslimin. And the first peace treaty ever signed in Islam, ever, by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was between the Muslims and the Jews. The first peace treaty in the history of Islam. Subhanallah. If they say, all human lives are equal, all innocent lives are equal. Okay, I have one more question. Has this war been proportionate or not? Or has it been disproportionate? You see the power. People that have been sanctioned, blockaded for 17 years, the basic means of living are blocked from them. When I tell you basic, I don't think you understand what is basic. Certain types of cooking oil are not allowed in Gaza because they have a little bit of a certain chemical. Certain types of chips are not allowed in Gaza. Electricity is only allowed for a certain amount of time, then it's cut off. Everything is being watched constantly for the 17 years. Drones are constantly circulating above Gaza, watching every single move of everyone in there. There's not a single person in Gaza except that he has a full-fledged profile in the databases of the Israeli intelligence. Everyone. It's completely disproportionate. And if they say it's been proportionate, no, they're equal powers, then khalas, there's nothing to say. There's nothing to say. These people have nothing but their own dignity, their own honor, and they have the rightful cause, which is to stand up for the land that was theirs. Subhanallah. And the last question is, to anyone who you engage with this subject, has the media been fair in their coverage of what is happening in Palestine versus what is happening on the occupied side, in the Israeli side? Have things been proportionate or not? If they say, yeah, they're given equal coverage, then there's no point to continue, because it clearly hasn't been fair. So brothers and sisters, as we move along, and as we live in this land, and we have as Muslimin a responsibility to stand up for truth, to stand up for justice, to speak the truth, even if it's against us. If someone comes to you as a Muslim and tells you, this Muslim did something wrong, do you call it out? Yes, but you need to call out the wrong as well. I'm not going to sit here and call out the wrong by myself. When the other wrongs are not called out, I'm not going to be invited to a media outlet to share my sentiment or my resentment or my denouncement of what a Muslim is doing in a particular place when they are not sharing their sentiment, their resentment, their denouncement of what is done in extreme portions, in multiples, by the other side. We don't do that as Muslimin. We can't do that. So we need to be alert and we need to be aware, because the times that are coming are going to be very challenging, ya Muslimin. The times that are coming are times that are similar to times we lived in the past. These times, Muslims are going to be looked at a certain way. These times, whoever stands with the Palestinian cause is going to be looked at with a certain way. Already, in countries like France and Germany, they banned protests for Palestine. Completely banned. Right? If a protest came out to speak about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to draw cartoons about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to disregard the beliefs and the emotions of 1.5 billion people around the world, they're free to do that. They're free to offend that many. But to protest the genocide and the systematic killing of a whole population, a whole race or ethnicity of people, to protest that, no, you can't do that. No, that's illegal. In some places, like Britain, they're debating whether they should criminalize raising the Palestinian flag or not. So much for freedom of speech. The world is changing. But guess what? As Muslimin, insha'Allah, wa bi'idhnillah, because Allah ma'ana, inna Allaha ma'ana, we are going to change and adapt and accommodate to that change. And we're going to be vocal with the truth and we're going to speak it with those around us. If every single Muslim from the 1.5 billion brothers and sisters, every single Muslim were to speak to five people, to talk to five people with wisdom and with good maw'idah, everyone in the world would know the truth. We don't need media. Allah gave us. إِنَّ أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرِ. Allah gave Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم الكوثر. Alhamdulillah, we're an abundant ummah and we all respect the truth. And we all respect and stand for justice بإذن الله تعالى. So let Allah see the khair from us. And let us not stay silent and mute towards this, but let us speak the truth and tell those around us, insha'Allah ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who speak the truth and do not fear in Allah anyone's blame. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the straight path, to guide our children and to protect us in this future that we are about to approach. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us as He is the most forgiving. أَقُولُ مَا سَمَعْتُمْ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I know this khutbah is slightly longer than other khutbah, but justifiably it's going to be. Just a little bit. And I respect the fact that many of you have work, but inshallah, if we can give an extra 5 minutes just for this just cause and sacrifice for it, inshallah, so that we can hear what it is that we have to do to support our brothers and sisters there. These 6 points that I mentioned in the last khutbah, we all need to know them if we plan to engage anyone with this subject, so that we prevent ourselves from falling into traps, brothers and sisters. We do not want to fall into traps. We need to be clear. They want to ask us something, we need to ask them many things. Some people are misled in the media by preaching this false notion that the people, that this land is for the Jews and not for its original inhabitants. They say the Jews were kicked out. They were exiled in the diaspora and whatnot. And now they're just coming back to their land. So you have to give it up. This is the most false narrative and unjust narrative that we can see. When Bani Israel was exiled from Egypt, when the Exodus from Egypt, when they went to the Holy Land, was it empty? Was it free of people? Did it have no inhabitants? Absolutely not. And the Bible itself is a witness for that. And the Torah itself is a witness that they lived and coincided with other ethnicity, other races in that land. And they continued to do so for generations. And then when those from Bani Israel, who accepted Christianity and accepted the call of Isa alayhi salam and remained upon the truth, when they accepted and embraced this faith, the Jews were exiled afterwards, and the ones who remained were the same people that believed in Musa and the Torah and then believed in Isa and the Gospel and the Injil. It's the same people. And then when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, they embraced that faith. And they continued to believe in all of the prophets and the messengers. Hence why these people in Palestine are not a pagan people that come and resided. They're a mix of tribes that lived in that land, predating Bani Israel. And those from amongst Bani Israel who embraced Isa alayhi salam and then embraced Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why what we're against is Zionism, brothers and sisters. It's not Judaism. We have nothing against Jews, and our history, in our track record, proves this. It's this idea that this land belongs to a certain people and not the others. It's this notion that the occupation is justified religiously in this particular situation and scenario. This is what we're against. We need to all be well-versed in this, brothers and sisters, because if we're not, we're going to allow this propaganda to spread. We're just going to let it spread, and it's been spreading like a wildfire into a point where people are dehumanized. Don't be surprised if a colleague, if a classmate, if a neighbor of yours, if a relative, for those who have non-Muslim relatives or relatives that are sympathetic with this side, with the occupation side of things. Don't be surprised if they start to doubt you, if they start to accuse you, they start to accuse your humanity, and even start to dehumanize not only Palestinians, but Muslims at large who sympathize with Palestinians and with this just cause. Be very careful. This is why we need to wake up, brothers and sisters. This is why we need to speak the truth. This is why we need to say a word that is upright and straight. A tongue that said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, should never be a tongue that supports justice. And should never be a tongue that stays silent from a truth that can be said. And a just cause that can be defended. Brothers and sisters, our brothers and sisters who have a right upon us in Palestine right now are living some of the toughest times in their history. In the 1948 war, hundreds of thousands of Palestinians were exiled from their land. Hundreds of thousands. Perhaps, you know, over maybe a million or two. But now, they're asking for 2 million people to evacuate a land. The tightest open-air prison in the world. The tightest open-air prison in the world. They're asking all of them to leave somewhere else, as if there's anywhere open. Everything is closed. There's nowhere to go. And we're seeing this with our own eyes. And it happens to be in our time that this is happening. So as Muslimin, let us carry our responsibility from today. We have a very strong cause. We have a very just cause. But we need lawyers to defend it. If you're not going to be a lawyer and defendant, then even the most just cause will lose the case if the lawyer is absent. It doesn't matter how just the cause is. Will we be absent in the upcoming days, or will we be present to defend this just cause that resonates with the heart and the mind of every person who has some haqq, some conscience in their mind, in their heart? Brothers and sisters, social media, do not sleep on it. In the battles before, in Yasin, in the massacre of Yasin and Qana, Dir Yasin and Qana, there was no coverage whatsoever. But today, we are able to share. We are able to put out enough media to get the people to see the truth, to balance the propaganda that's being pushed out there, so at least the people can see the truth for what it is. Brothers and sisters, let's use this propaganda, let's use this social media to combat this propaganda, and let's wake up and be alert, and do not let batil pass. A simple share, a simple icon change, a simple, you read a nice article, you saw an image, you see the truth, send it to those people who you think are deceived and deluded around you. Let them know what is truly happening. Share these surveys. Share the true statistics from the United Nations. It's not some Palestinian entity that's sharing it. Share whatever the true numbers are so the people can see the true reality of the situation. When we leave here today, we can either leave with nothing changed. We can either leave, we look at the news, no sharing, no commenting, no teaching. Let's use the platforms that we have from today moving forward to make this change happen. And bi-idhnillah, it will happen. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with truth and with justice, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the believers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us true believers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us true believers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid and assist and to protect our brothers and sisters in Palestine. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect them from bombardment, to protect them from occupation, to protect them from injustice. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us the truth as truth and to guide us to following it and preaching it. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us falsehood as falsehood and to guide us away from it and to preach against it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who stand up for justice. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us not be deceived by the propaganda of the media, of the false media that's being portrayed today. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us and to keep our children and to keep our progeny steadfast upon the path of Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide our hearts to Iman. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free our brothers and sisters under occupation from occupation. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be with our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan who suffered from the earthquake. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be in aid and assistance of them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them the reward of shuhada. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite them with their families in Jannatul Firdaus. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate their pains. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be with all of our oppressed brothers and sisters around the world. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to wake up our minds and our hearts and our consciences to this reality and to make us from those who stand for the truth. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Ibadallah, inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا اعتدلوا show your rows are straight tight fill in the rows in the back inshallah there's still gaps in the back on both sides inshallah if you can fill them الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون يستبشرون بنعمة من الله وفضل وأن الله لا يضيع أجر المؤمنين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين الذين استجابوا لله والرسول من بعد ما أصابهم القرح للذين أحسنوا منهم واتقوا أجر عظيم الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل انقلبوا بنعمة من الله وفضل لم يمسسهم سوء واتبعوا رضوان الله والله ذو الفضل العظيم إنما ذلكم الشيطان يخوف أولياءه فلا تخافوهم وخافون إن كنتم مؤمنين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده اللهم كن لإخواننا المرابطين في البيت المقدس يا رب العالمين اللهم كن لإخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين اللهم كن لإخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين اللهم كن لهم عونا ونصيرا ومؤيدا وظهيرا اللهم رد إليهم حقهم وأرجعهم إلى بلادهم وإلى أراضيهم اللهم يا رب احمي حوزة الدين وانصر عبادك الموحدين ولا تشمت بنا الأعداء والغاصبين يا رب العالمين يا رب إنهم قد تداعوا على إخواننا وليس لهم إلا ك اللهم ليس لهم إلا أنت فانصرهم وثبت أقدامهم اللهم أحقن دماءهم اللهم أحقن دماءهم اللهم فك أسراهم وداوي جرحاهم وعاف مبتلاهم وعاف مبتلاهم وكن لهم عونا ونصيرا اللهم يا رب العالمين استودعنا عندك أهلنا في غزة يا رب العالمين اللهم استودعناهم إليك وأنت اللطيف الخبير وأنت الرحمن الرحيم ارحمهم يا رب العالمين احفظهم بحفظك واسترهم بسترك واكلأهم برعايتك واحرسهم بعينك التي لا تنام اللهم احرسهم بعينك التي لا تنام اللهم يا ربنا ارزقنا نصرة إخواننا اللهم لا تجعلنا ممن خذل إخواننا اللهم لا تجعلنا ممن خذلهم واجعلنا ممن نصرهم ووقف موقف الحق يا رب العالمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله السلام